More Idaho Matters now from the studios at Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. When it comes to supporting our children's mental health, it can be hard to know actually where to start, which is why organizations like FY Idaho are so important. For 25 years, the nonprofit has been providing mental health resources to those in need, connecting parents and kids with vital services that help to empower the whole family. So joining us now to talk more about this effort is Brenda Wilson. She is the Executive Director of FY Idaho. Brenda, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Can you start out by telling us a little more about FY Idaho and how the organization got started?
Sure. So FY Idaho stands for Families and Youth of Idaho. We started back in 1999 under the name Idaho Federation of Families, with the goal of really being a resource for families and youth who are suffering or challenged with mental health challenges, you know, whether it was acceptance, awareness, whether it was trying to navigate the system, if they needed advocates to help. And we just continued that whole entire value track and mission as we are here today in 2024.
So what mental health conditions are the most common that teens in particular struggle with?
Anxiety and depression, number one. And those lead to what we're seeing an increase in is our suicide ideation.
Okay, so with that said, what are some signs that parents or caregivers should watch out for if they're concerned maybe that their teen might be struggling with their mental health?
The number one thing is just a change in behavior. Are they not being as involved in something that they used to be? Are they withdrawing from activities that used to bring them joy? Are they not eating as much, eating too much? Are their grades slipping? It's anything outside of the norm of what you would normally notice with your kiddo would be an example of something you might see, and it might alert you and go, you know, I got to talk a little bit more about what's happening here. Schools are a great resource for that. They see it oftentimes before parents do because they see those kids so much more in terms of the time of the day. And so if you have a really good communication and collaborative partnership with the schools and with the school counselors and the teachers and administration, you'll see that as well. And families, caregivers, and, you know, just loved ones will be able to communicate and see that if something does change, they should be alerted pretty quickly because everyone's watching out for our kids wherever they go.
So with that said, then what are some common obstacles that parents may run into when it comes to, you know, really trying to navigate the mental health system here in our state?
There are so many layers to getting help with mental health challenges. And really just identifying and not being afraid to just ask the questions. So that's where FY Idaho comes in, because we can be that navigator. We can help with education of parents and say, you know, if this is what's happening, let's see if we can put you in conversation or collaboration with this resource or that resource. And so really it's just navigating what the need is and just talking. And then we can help facilitate that. Idaho has a continuum of care that goes all the way from inpatient stabilization for acute crisis, all the way down to resource programs such as ours, where kids can drop in, like at the Boise Brick House, and really become a part of another culture, to become a part of belonging to a group of individuals that are like them, maybe are accepting of different things that they're not used to in a big, you know, settings such as schools. And so I think it's really about communication, because there are so many, like I said, we've got inpatient care, we have outpatient care, we have counseling, intensive outpatient, partial, what they call partial hospitalization or day care, you know, like you're where you spend the day getting help and services, and then you go home at night. So it's just really educating families and caregivers as to what is out there and then navigating them into the right places.
Okay, so then what kind of advice would you have for parents or families when it comes to advocating for their children around this issue? Because navigating the system is complicated enough. So then how do you advocate that they get the right care?
So that's another place where we come in, because not a lot of individuals are equipped with that knowledge of how to advocate on behalf of themselves, much less other individuals. And so really it comes to understanding the dynamics of mental health and what the kiddos are going through. If we're talking specifically about families and advocating for their kids in school, for their kids just in general, working through that system of care with mental health, substance use disorder as well. And so I think understanding what the kids are going through right now, how life has changed dramatically over the, you know, the last 10 years in terms of what is considered accepted and not in a lot of people's minds, what the narrative is doing in terms of changing, what the suicide rate's increasing. So we need to make sure parents understand what's happening, how to ask the correct questions, because then when they go into schools or when they go to their doctors, they are geared and they have that information that they need in order to be advocates. And if they feel that they need help, that's what we can do. Our family support line is available with our certified family support partners, who are actually individuals who have gone through the system themselves. So they have lived experience with kiddos that have needed the system. So they understand what those roadblocks and obstacles could be. So they can help teach advocacy. They can help move them along that continuum wherever needed.
So what about support for parents? I mean, you know, we're talking about the resources for kids and how, you know, critically important that is. But my understanding is that your organization has support groups for caregivers as well.
We do. Very nice. We have different support groups that are offered throughout the weeks. We have opportunities for parents on one-on-one to be able to speak on behalf of the things that are they're struggling with. We have a caregiver support group. We have a support group for parents of youth with complex diagnoses. We have a feedback and support. One of the biggest things that we really want to make sure that our parents have, and this is in a support environment, is that their voice is heard. And then individuals like myself, when I go and educate our community partners or talk with people within the state, I can share with them the struggles that the families are going through. And so that parent voice is really helpful for parents to feel supported in this journey that they're going through. And then the other thing that's really cool is this week we're providing a really amazing opportunity for parents to participate in a conference or workshop, however you'd like to say it, called Uniquely You. And it's about connecting parents and individuals through what makes us different. And that is really a great opportunity, just one-offs every so often, to have things that are very specific. So parents who are dealing with how do they help their children feel more accepted through learning about pronoun advocacy, right? How do they navigate this understanding of this, the things that are difficult for kids nowadays, right? And so we find different opportunities and different topics that parents are needing and then offer them in a support group type of situation or, you know, facilitate that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time today to talk with us about this. I know that May is Children's Mental Health Awareness Month and that you have programs going on throughout the month. So thank you so much for coming in and talking with us. I really appreciate it.
You are welcome. Thank you for having me.
We've been talking with Brenda Wilson. She is the executive director of FY Idaho, talking about mental health resources for families here in our state. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.